What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's not comedy.
It's not gonna be a podcast. It's gonna be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
Welcome to How to Not Comedy.
Don't say the N word.
Can I say retarded?
Did
I cough like at the beginning of that?
I hope so.
Oh God.
We have COVID. Everyone here's got COVID.
I do not have COVID.
I want to do a professional intro, Mitch. How's that sound?
Welcome to How to Not Comedy. Brooke Lilac. Still?
No, Murphy. I dropped the stage name.
Brooke Murphy.
I decided my job shouldn't care about it.
Yeah, fair enough. And Maddie Weinstein, welcome to the podcast. Long overdue. Thank you for coming on.
Don't call her a Jew.
Having us. Please call me a Jew. I literally have nothing else to offer. So
this is going to be
interest rates. That's what you can offer. Isn't that how?
Are we going to discuss the state of the economy right now? Because I totally will.
No, let's not.
Shalom.
This is going to be a very. I'm your co-host, Ethan. This is going to be a very sleep-deprived episode of How to Not Comedy.
Yeah.
We both went to bed at 5:30 this morning, and it's now 2 p.m. I'm on about 4 hours sleep, I think.
Aren't we all?
Yeah.
I had a good sleep.
Fuck you.
I went home at 11 o'clock. I was at the Hamo, and then I went home at like 11 o'clock. Had a very early kebab, and then I woke up and was just like, oh, I have a sore throat. I probably need to tell everyone about that. Now it's gone. So I just warned everyone for no reason.
Yeah, well.
We weren't concerned. Book's definitely not.
I was like, I hope I get COVID again. I hope this time it kills me.
Yeah, I wanted COVID.
I run out of sick days, though. So I'm going to have to, if I get sick again, I'm going to actually have to.
But you get $750 from the government if you.
If I run out of sick days.
Not if you're eligible to work from home, I believe.
Oh, true.
Yeah. Oh, Devo.
Have you never had COVID, Ethan?
I've had it twice.
Ethan doesn't work from home.
And you've had it twice.
And I've had payments twice.
What?
Thanks, ScoMo. You cunt. I want COVID again because I want to keep getting that payment. If I could have COVID every week and get paid $750 to stay at home hungover, it'd be no different to what I do every other week.
Yeah. Yeah, at least you're getting paid for it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I wouldn't have to work. It'd be fucking marvelous.
Yeah, well.
I'm still living in regret from not, I went on Centrelink after it was $1,500 a fortnight.
Yep.
Like, I never got to take advantage of that. So, like, my best mate was working one day at a cafe on 1500 every two weeks. And I was working full-time slave labor at a financial advisory for the same amount. And by the time my mental breakdown had kicked in, it was 600. So.
Fuck.
Shalom. No
1500?
Mm.
Who was that? Like, what government was that under?
ScoMo.
It was.
After he got back from Hawaii following the fires.
He's like, my bad, I fucked up, I'll bribe you.
Yeah. And then they took away notification of mobile speed cameras to make that back. Hot take.
Yeah. Well, look, I'm anti-government. I think we should buy guns and defend our own land. We don't need no government. I don't need fucking...
That's like an intense anarchist.
Yeah, we don't need government. We just need guns.
I don't know if I'm allowed to out him, but James is exactly the same. I don't know if you've ever had that conversation.
It's something to do with comedians, I think. Every comedian I met is like, fuck the system.
Everyone's like, we need the military. It's like, I was in the military.
Don't need them.
We don't need them.
Have you talked much about your military experience on How to Not Comedy, Mitch?
A little bit. I'll drop little snippets.
We tend to stick to the comedy if we can.
Yeah.
It's
mostly just depressing, to be honest.
Oh. What was like a good part of it, though?
All the men in the little...
Yeah, I got fingered once. That was fun.
Cute.
Yeah. It was in the back seat of a car.
Oh.
You know.
Here comes the trauma body.
Yeah. They fingered me. It tickled. That was the strange thing about it. It tickled.
Just to confirm, which orifice?
Just my butthole.
Okay, cool.
Not my urethra. They left that alone. Yeah. They're gentlemen.
I never know.
It was a woman, wasn't it?
Nah, it wasn't a woman.
Oh, you told me it was a woman.
Nah, it's two.
Wow. Coming out.
I was probably, yeah, I was probably lying to save face. But now that we're like on a public platform, I figured I'd just let it go, you know. No, that was fun. I went to Townsville a couple of times and to Darwin. And then...
Did you get fingered there too? Or?
No.
Why not?
Man, it just like they wouldn't romance me enough, you know. Mm. I'm hard to get, you know. You've got to wine and dine me, obviously.
It's like...
A lot of dining.
You know how jail time, they say like people are gay for the stay? Were you like... Gay for the
just gay for my military career. No, it was
took it up the ass for the RAF.
Yeah. Oh man, they fucked you every day. The reason I left is because it was just there was so much dumb shit that you had to do that you really didn't have to do, and they just did it for the sake of doing it.
Sounds like uni.
Yeah. Well, at least at uni they didn't make you walk around in a circle twice.
No, they just did that to me in primary school.
Oh yeah, they'll do that. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, well, that was the problem. It's like we're fucking adults and we're all on 80K a year. Like, why are we walking around in circles when we could just be having a barbecue? Or
from what I understand. I don't know. I've seen the movie Holes with Shia LaBeouf and that's the end of my...
Does he get fingered in that too?
Well, it's called Holes.
He did get raped, didn't he? Shia LaBeouf.
I thought he did a rape.
Did he as well?
I don't know.
Oh, which way is it?
I've got no idea. I read
allegedly.
He did the like an art sort of like wanky art exhibit where he was just in a room and people were allowed to come in and talk to him and do whatever they want to him and some woman raped him.
Shit.
Yeah. Which if that's what always happens with those type of art exhibits where people are like, just come in and do whatever you want to me. Well, that's what happens every time.
This is indeed how to not comedy.
Yeah. Nice, funny, funny conversation here about rape.
What the fuck else are we going to talk about?
Okay, yeah. let's move on.
Let's trigger warning.
So anyway, 5:30 in the morning.
Yes, carry on.
Oh,
we got
man.
Abducted by Kyle Legacy.
Nice. Well, if there's anyone to be abducted by, it's Kyle Legacy.
Yeah, it was a good time. No, it wasn't. I'm lying.
It was fucked.
It was fucked. It was football. So fucked. Soccer. It's fucking soccer.
Started.
How long did it go for?
Too long.
Here's the thing. Soccer usually goes for 90 minutes, which is 2 45-minute rounds, which is way longer than shot. It should not go that long in the first place. And then it goes into overtime, which is 2 15-minute rounds, so another half an hour. So at that point, you're at 2 hours. And then it goes into penalty shootout, which can just go on forever. But even that went for like another 20 minutes,
It was like 10.
I completely tuned out.
All up, like 3 hours. And
that's like Lord of the Rings for soccer.
Yeah, Lord of the Rings for soccer. And it started at 1:45 in the morning.
What? No, that's not okay.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Because the English are like, oh, man, we'd really love this to be a global sport, but we won't put it on at a time where people around the world can just like tune in at a reasonable hour. Nah, fuck that. It started like 4:00 in the afternoon their time instead of like prime time or whatever should do.
Anyway, so fuck the English.
It was so fucked too. It was such a shit game because there was no goal scoring.
It's not what you want to do at 2 in the morning.
And I'm sitting there stoned out of my fucking brains drunk and just like nodding off. Like 3 times I felt my head just like, hit my chest. I'm like, oh, fuck, I fell asleep.
My favourite part was they did like a ticket raffle draw and they gave Kyle the mic to call the raffle and he was just abusing people. There was like some old woman there in like full Liverpool regalia and he's like saying that she's clearly here for a Make-A-Wish Foundation. Such an epic burn on some old woman that did nothing to deserve it.
Just completely uncalled for, but killed.
Oh, yeah.
Killed.
Yeah, he was saying one fat dude would fit into the shirt that he won if he started smoking meth. It was good.
Wow, they fully stole your bit. Is that not word for word what you say?
Pretty much,
yeah. It's one of my bits, yeah.
Tea.
I mean, it's not the most.
It's not the
original premise.
Yeah, it's definitely. Yeah, I would definitely Yeah, that would move into hack territory, I'd say. Mm.
It's just the premise is like fairly like wide on that one, but your take on it with your mum's, the original. We were talking about this the other day, like what? Because you were talking about that sucking your own dick joke with yoga. I'm like, everyone's made that joke of like how if you do yoga to suck your own dick, but like Mitch does it a certain way where he's like talking about a guy that he works with that's always stretching and not to burn your bit, but someone else does a similar joke.
Not to burn your bit, but you just burned my bit.
Yeah, fuck it.
Just straight up gave away the punchline. Nah, it's all right.
Oh, no. Tens of people will hear this.
Yeah, yeah. I was about to say that. I was like, it's all right. No one's.
It's like my bit about like getting fucked by the government. It's just like everyone has some kind of bit about the government.
Yeah.
Fucking them over. Like, it's not that original. But.
And I think most crowds don't know. Like, we're in comedy, so we hear a lot of jokes. So, yeah, we'll hear the same premise multiple times. But for most people, they're like, oh, this is the first fucking joke I've heard this week about someone sucking their own dick.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, cool.
Just been racking my brain about my bit about being fucked by the government. I didn't think I had one, but then I remembered, oh, yeah, the Holocaust.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, that's cool.
Can't trust them. Can't trust the government.
No. Nah. No. Nah. Fuck no. Especially ScoMo. Old Squints.
What?
Squints.
Squints?
Old Safety Squints ScoMo.
Oh, safety with Squint. The, with the welding. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know about any welding.
It wasn't. So, all right. So, if you don't know, he was like doing, you know how they always fucking give ScoMo tools and he always just fucks it up and looks retarded?
I guess.
You don't follow it. He's done it multiple times, like trying to hold a fucking nail and all sorts of stuff. So they gave him a fucking, like a welder and a welding mask. And they're like, oh, you can weld this for like a photo op. And he's like, yeah, no worries. So he just like leans in, doesn't put the mask down and just starts fucking welding. Everyone's like, whoa, put your mask down. And he's like, oh, fuck. He pulled this proper retarded face as he did it too.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy the T-shirt actually.
Get blind.
Yeah, nice.
But I was trying to come up with a joke. You know how sometimes something's in the news and you're like, fuck, I should do something just for like a 1 week at an open mic, just burn a joke on stage about it because after a week no one gives a shit.
Yeah.
But I was trying to like come up with some clever thing about how he's not very bright or something like that and someone just releases a shirt with him trying to weld and it's got Get Blind underneath it. I'm like, that's fucking perfect. Like, God, yeah. It's so that's easy peaked. Too. Yeah. I just felt like such a fucking moron that I couldn't come up with that line.
I don't know if you'd call it FOMO or what, but I like inherently hate really good things just because I didn't create them. I was talking the other day about Inside, Bo Burnham.
Yeah.
I think that is fantastic. I couldn't watch it through because I was just green with rage that I didn't make it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like that.
Yeah.
I can't support anybody. Sorry.
I hear a really good bit and I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah.
I'm like, I wish I wrote that bit.
Yeah.
So by that logic, Maddie, you've told me that you like my material multiple times.
Am I dog shit? No, dude, I'm trying to be a better person.
No,
I swear.
No, thank you. I appreciate it. I couldn't watch Inside for other reasons, which was that, I didn't really.
Do you want to fuck Bo Burnham?
I do.
Who doesn't?
I just like kind of.
He's a handsome man.
Saw it too much on TikTok. Like everyone was doing every song, and I don't really want to see it because I feel like I've seen the TikTok like cover notes.
Yeah, that's the problem with TikTok.
Just ruins everything. There.
Yeah, like Tanya was showing me, someone will release like an original piece of like comedy or whatever, and then you'll just have people lip syncing it, thousands of times over, and I'm like. Mm. Aren't we not supposed to do that? Isn't like that's stealing fucking intellectual property? But the way TikTok does it, it's like, oh no, you're crediting the person, so it's all right. And it's like
half the time I don't know where the fuck those things come from, and then I hear something on the radio and I know the words because it's been subconsciously embedded in my brain from Instagram Reels. I'm not a TikToker. I get everything 2 months late.
Yeah. It's fucking, I think it's bad for you.
I don't have an attention span anymore.
Yeah.
I can't sit there and read a book, but I'll scroll through like 20 TikToks and.
Well, yeah. When I was editing the videos for this, I saw like a radio show that was doing the same sort of thing, but they cut the camera angles and they cut it. I think I counted it. It was like at least once a second. And like for these highlights, I do it when it makes sense to cut. Like if I'm talking and then someone else talks or like it makes sense. But they're just like the person's not even saying anything and they're just like cutting to their face, like cut here, cut there. It's just like bang, 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 bang to keep people's attention spans. And there's probably like 30 cuts in 30 seconds. It's absolutely insane how people just don't have an attention span anymore.
Well, I was saying the other day, like according to some study, ADHD currently is like, it's like an epidemic. There's an Adderall epidemic and, you know, every second cunt you speak to has ADHD and it's like, has everyone been ADHD always or have we created a world where, like, our brains have just grown in a way that can't maintain attention?
I think you're onto something.
I would like to sue everyone.
But also people are like, I went to my psychiatrist and I was one of those cunts being like, oh, I think I've got ADHD.
Oh, me too, dude.
And he's just like, I think you do. And how I like realized this was just watching TikToks. So I just was just like, oh, I didn't know that's what ADHD looked like. I guess like I do all of those things and I have like a history of doing all those things. But so there's also like the one side of it is like maybe too many people being diagnosed, but also maybe there's more like access to like seeing something. It's not just like a symptom list.
I agree. But then the other day I was on TikTok, Instagram Reels, and I saw a video that said signs that you might be or signs that you are neurodivergent. Your favorite color is purple.
I know.
Go to the doctor and be like, bro, there's something wrong with me. I just, I love purple.
I drank a Pasito before I came here because fucking love purple, but apparently I'm retarded. Good to know. But I think the criteria for diagnosing like mental illness these days is becoming so broad, like that pretty much everyone falls into one category or another. Like you said, with like purple or like I forget to do shit all the time. Like I'm pretty sure I could go get a diagnosis like today if I wanted to.
But then you couldn't shoot guns when the time comes.
They're not giving me a gun. Yeah. I've already been to the fucking...
I thought that was our end of world plan. Never mind.
Yeah, ADHD would actually be good for shooting guns.
How so?
It's like it turns your ADHD off because I think I've got it. Mm-hmm. Like watch one of those TikToks.
Does anyone here not think they have ADHD?
But like I've got like a history of it where I'm like, oh man, if I'd have known about this stuff earlier, I would have had a way easier life.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. And so when you're shooting, like the point of like shooting the rifle is like being stable. And to do that, you've got to breathe. So it's like this really meditative thing where you're like,
fuck that.
Breathing lots. And then you're like completely relaxed. Push all the air out of your lungs, everything stills, you pull the trigger, and then you do that as a cycle every time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
if I try to meditate with a gun in my hand, I think I would just subconsciously put it in my mouth, I would think. I don't know.
Yeah, I've fucked myself up shooting before as well. Like, the way they do the shooting, like, tests in the RAF, like, your live fires, you've got to do it in different positions. I'm like, so standing and like prone, not prone, like on the ground, laying on the ground, I was always really good. But then there's a shoot where you've got to do it like squatting. Yeah, like standing or laying, I'm fine. Like it was really good. Right. Like, oh, you've got to like kneel down. So like there's no way to get comfortable.
Yeah.
And you're trying to fucking breathe and do all of those things like while you're kneeling. I'm like, if I'm ever in a fucking firefight, I'm laying on the ground. You're not getting me up to crouch like, and shoot at someone. Like, yeah, anyway, that's my other fucking RAF story. Let's get into gig breakdowns.
Fuck.
We'll talk about that.
I've never listened to so much of your podcast as I have this week. I said to Ethan on whenever I last saw him. Like, I didn't anticipate coming on here that we would have to talk about comedy.
Like, I've had
almost a year off and I've just come back with no preparation.
That's perfect. That's what we want.
Yeah.
Talking about trauma always. It's funny to me, but I just make people very uncomfortable. And I feel like I need to preface everything I say with, it's okay to laugh. You have permission.
That's
it's
like
fine.
Mitch with his fat jokes.
Yeah.
Oh,
every time.
Join the club.
Yeah. I do a fat joke and there'll be like two or three women like, don't put yourself down. I'm like,
you're beautiful.
Yeah.
I didn't say I wasn't, bitch. I just weigh 130 kilos. Like, yeah. Let me live.
Yeah, exactly. So,
wow. Big step for 10-year-old Maddie used to lie about her weight all the way up until like maybe a year ago. And I've just said that to tens of people. So, celebrate me, please.
Yeah, I'm like 115 kegs.
Fuck.
So, it's all good.
Well,
we're, like, I, anyway, let's
get into
it. You
could have lied and said that you were bigger than me, you cock. Yeah, it's fine.
I was just trying to, like, just be in solidarity with you, but that's all good.
Nope.
I'll go fuck myself then.
Yeah, we are very solid.
Well, what was, so Tuesday night, did you come to the open mic, Brooke, on Tuesday?
I can't even remember what I did on Tuesday. Oh, no, that's right. I had a date, so I just did, like, my hits.
Yep.
And then I was just like, well, she's probably not going to come for a while. So just
literally
do the best stuff. And then the black... Thanks.
Sorry.
And then the next night I went to the Black Bart, and there weren't many of us at the Black Bart because there was another gig on.
Yeah.
And I tried to tell the story about when I was in the street performance in Darling Harbour.
Yeah.
I was there.
Yeah, that story tanked. So I don't know. I don't know how
I haven't heard you do it. I was there, but
I
haven't heard you talk about it.
I told it on my birthday.
I was probably on the toilet. Mm.
But
the funny part of that joke, the story, is that, like, the boyfriend part where he's, like, underage and the roles were reversed.
Unbelievable.
Like, if that was brought up the other way around, it'd be so weird.
Did you talk about the other guy that you had to pick?
No. So, okay, so what happened was we're waiting for this street performance and the guy keeps, like, guilting everyone, being like, oh, come see me, there's no one here, I don't have an audience. And then he gets an audience. He picks out three guys to volunteer and then he picks out me and is like, okay, go and pick the most attractive one out of these guys. And I pick.
They're all just like 45 to 55 year old men with wives.
I just picked one and said, I like your jumper. And he was like, okay, that's your boyfriend now, go like lie down with him or something, some shit. We're all lying down while he was like riding a bicycle around us with knives. I thought he was going to ride a bicycle over us. Was he riding the bicycle? I don't know.
No, he didn't do it over you.
But yeah.
It was a little underwhelming. Apparently Maddie B knows that guy.
Oh, really?
They like go way back. And like I was showing James the video and he's like, he's going to bite an apple. And like he did. Like, yeah. I don't know. He's well known apparently. And
Maddie B
kids.
Was like he was telling us he did that for a while.
Yeah.
When he was younger.
Crazy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So the next thing that happened is there's like a pole and he gets the four guys to stand around like holding ropes to hold this pole up. And I'm just kind of staying there looking like a dickhead and he gives me an apple. And then he picks this little kid out of the audience and is like, go stand with your girlfriend. And he gives him
like
a
but you missed
stick.
The almost essay as well. So the guy that Brooke picked as the most attractive one based on his jumper.
Oh, I forgot about that.
He like, I guess he said, you have to lie down where I put this towel. And then he put it over Brooke. And this guy's just standing there. His missus is filming. And it took like a good 5 minutes of convincing. And eventually like leans down, puts one hand next to her and like kind of goes to lean the other hand over. And the guy's like, it was a joke, bro. It was a joke.
Oh,
it's like, I just watched you gaslight this man for 10 minutes molest my friend. And we still gave him money.
And then all the trick ended up being was he's on the top of a pole on a bicycle juggling again. And he's like juggling with like a fire stick that I don't think it was even lit.
No, it was lit.
Okay. There was an apple, the apple I threw him. He was like biting the apple and like juggling. So
it's still very impressive. Like I can't walk upstairs. So the fact that he could sit on the top of a pole on a bicycle juggling, you know, like it's impressive, but it was there was a lot of build up. He was very funny. Yeah. But there was a lot of build up and a lot of begging for money, which I guess works.
And a lot of like harassing women. Like there's a woman that walked past. There's a woman that walked past and he goes, "Hello, hello, I'm single." And then the kid that volunteered, he gives him $10 and it's just like, "Oh, go take that back to your mom. It's got my phone number on the back."
Mm.
And so I feel like we could have ditched those jokes and there would have been an improvement.
Brooke, the joke police, once again.
It's funny with the little bit of risk, Brooke.
I just gave me the ick.
It was the begging is what put me off because I have an 8-year-old brother who likes to play video games with me and he can't like read or write properly on the PlayStation, so he'll send voice messages. I hate to embarrass you, and you can watch this when you're 21. But, like, I got a voice message the other day, like, "Oh, can you play with me? I want to play Fortnite." It's like, "Mate, I'm at work, at my job. You know, I have to pay rent. I'll talk to you soon." And then I just get a very sad message back at the end that was like, "I don't know if you can hear this, but I have no friends." I have no friends anymore.
Brutal.
So, oh, man, you know.
Still playing Fortnite.
Well, they're homeschooled, man. Like,
oh, are they?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's hardcore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. It's a lot. So, I don't know, the begging, it was just like, I came out here to escape this. I turned my phone off and then he was just, I was re-watching the video and it was almost worse than I remember it being because I was just so excited that you were up there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, just like, "Oh, someone left. Why did you leave? Am I not good enough?" It's like, stop saying out loud my internal monologue.
Getting too real, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Tuesday was weird. Like, there was hecklers, like, side of stage.
I always miss the sick hecklers. Fucking shits me.
Yeah, friends of Bradley's.
Oh, the Stocko boys.
Yeah, so people from Stockton are always a problem.
I talked to them for a bit. That was fun.
Yeah, look, they're... I was sort of bouncing off them as well, but like it was okay. I was like, "All right, cool. I've just burned 2.5 minutes talking to these people, trying to crowd work." Went to do my bits, and then the lady just kept fucking interrupting me
Yeah.
And I'm like, "Shut the fuck up."
Do you not get enough attention at home, babe?
Yeah, well, that's it. That's it. Well, look, they just thought they were being helpful. We're helpful heckling. I think that's what it was. It wasn't from like a, "I'm going to come here and fuck the show up for everyone."
Was it busy?
I think it was about, I think there's about 12, 15 people in the crowd plus the comics.
Yeah.
So I got in, got on stage first, fucking did my set and ran. Didn't record it, probably didn't even get much out of it. And then we had, was it Wednesday? When was the black butt? Wednesday?
Yep.
Yeah, so they had the...
That's the butt of colour to you.
Petition to rename the black butt. Let's fucking do it. I unironically want to do that.
Yeah. just to see what happens.
Just to see the outrage of the Nova Cash
students. They did petition to do that for Black Town, which is where I grew up.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, but, well, I mean, it was called that for that reason.
Oh, okay. Like the black butt is probably wasn't.
Yeah, I think black butt is a tree.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I remember school camp seeing a black butt sign and going, you know.
Yeah, I didn't realise Blacktown was why. Okay, yeah. That's
allegedly. Yeah. I don't know. I can't confirm, but I'm pretty sure. Like, I haven't lived there since I was 15.
I mean, knowing, like, colonial Australia, it wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
They wouldn't, like,
they
not
had to do
shy.
So much renaming of towns. And, like, in, like, 2016. They just went around and renamed everything because it was all so fucked.
Yeah, there's like N-word mountain and shit. Like, it's crazy.
Pussy.
Yeah, I know. Bitched out. My bad.
I don't know if you guys know, but when James and the Comedy Detour went on their little moment up north, James's family, dating back to whenever they hit Australia, I guess like made a town. Like, yep. They named a town. Oh, it's wow. called Boggle.
Boggle?
Which like, is the
is
least.
Game?
Yeah.
It's, I think that's out of Harry Potter, isn't it?
Well, a knowing Boggle? James's family, it very well may be. Yeah. But
it was the game where you hit the thing and like the dices move around.
I don't know. I was born after
I know exactly
games.
What you're talking yeah. about. Yeah. I know exactly what you're
yeah.
talking about.
No, I've Boggle. Seen the name. Yeah. yeah, fully. But it's just like the least problematic name ever.
Yeah.
Which I think is really cool.
Boggle, that's cute.
It's always funny to just say. It's one of those Seinfeld moments. Just funny words. Boggle.
Yeah.
I just like it.
It really boggles the mind.
Anyway.
Anyway, I'm going to fucking kill myself.
Yeah, fuck you.
I'm going to have a quick break. He edits it, yes. He doesn't produce it.
There's I don't know the difference. I don't know the difference either.
Mm.
What does a producer do?
I know sure a director usually molests women.
Let's leave it at that. It's not going to go.
Welcome back,
it's
guys.
It's not going to get that.
So we went to the Black Butt. I went to the show here, watched Maddie B, Marty Bright, the other fellas.
The one that looks like you barbecuing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, the guy.
Same dick sucking joke.
Me in 30 years. Mm.
That was I can't believe show. He looks so much like you. And you both do a joke about sucking your own dick.
Yeah.
That is X-Files, like some sort of like...
I think people that look like Mitch just need to work out a way to suck their own dick.
Well, no one's going to do it for you. You've got to fucking take matters into your own hands.
I can like go real hard on you because you're skinnier than me now. I can say whatever the fuck I want.
I mean, it's never stopped you before.
I can't remember the crimes I've committed. I had to listen to Roy Jones Jr. Can't Be Touched on the way here to convince myself that it's okay if I get cancelled.
Yeah.
I was, wigging out a lot. I don't know why. I just thought you guys might pull up the archives of 18-year-old me and call me out on things in public, which is totally just I'm mentally ill, but...
Yeah, we would never do that to you.
Someone like, will.
Sounds like a hilarious bit, though.
It would be pretty funny. Would you mind if I just go through? No,
I have deleted everything.
Oh, man.
I don't exist.
I get like pop-ups, notifications from like me 10 years ago.
Oh,
on Facebook.
Dude. Oh, yeah.
The cringe.
So fucking cringy, man. I wrote a joke about it, which is exactly that. Like trying to talk about like how I've never hated anyone like more than myself from 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck, can't. Like,
my phone also likes to send me whole albums like it's created of me and my ex-boyfriend.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
just be like, oh, here's you and this person. It's like, there's a reason you haven't seen them in a while, phone. Like,
yeah.
So you haven't. Is this on Facebook that's doing that or just your
no,
phone?
No, my phone.
Yeah, iPhone app does a thing where it just makes albums for you.
So you got to literally go through and delete all those photos, otherwise it'll just fuck with you.
Yeah, and it gives every day it gives me featured photos, which are all just like very, very past me, and it's a bit strange.
That's
it's a different
Brooklyn
person.
Bangs.
This is stage one evolution.
I had bangs. Did you see my bangs? Have I showed you that?
Yeah.
That,
from when I used to bully you.
They were pretty cool.
Did you have them then?
No, I had them like back when, like early on at uni.
I have seen them. I've stalked your Facebook. Yep. Young Brooke Murphy looks like Paris Hilton. Pull it up. I'm 100% right. Later. Just saying. Not that I'm encouraging anybody listening this to stalk my friend, but very cool. And now what are you? I don't know. Ellen DeGeneres.
No. I hate her. Oh, my God.
Everyone does. No, she sucks. Allegedly.
Allegedly, she's mean to people.
Mm.
Oh, no.
Is that what I hate?
She's ugly.
Yeah.
She's ugly, like, too.
I'm sorry. I just couldn't think of another gay blonde woman. I'm sorry. I tried my best.
That's our representation.
Yeah.
It's fucking Ellen.
Ellen.
Yeah. Someone needs to step up to the plate.
Yeah.
Can you dance?
No.
Yeah.
Neither can Ellen.
So
it's all coming together. Oh, fuck.
Yeah. So I went to the show here, ran to the Black Butt. Like, not ran, obviously.
obviously.
My wife drove me to the Black Butt. And then I got up and did 7 minutes to four people, and it was not worth the time we spent going there. Big Jim did a set.
Fuck, he called someone a faggot, didn't he?
Yeah.
So love it.
Kendrick Lamar moment. That's relevant.
Classic Big Jim.
Classic Big Jim.
He called him poofters first.
Yeah.
And then he went, that got a laugh. Let's double down and go harder.
Yeah.
I think like he'd met them before.
He knows
like,
them.
No, yeah. Okay. So that was, yeah. Otherwise that would have been scary.
And Kendrick Lamar met his auntie, you know. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Where do you draw the line?
Have you heard about Kendrick Lamar's new song? What do we think about that? So it's about...
Can we get the lyrics?
My auntie is a man now. I think I understand now. But like I don't know how to interpret it because like so his auntie is a man, but he's referring to him as she, but then his cousin Dimitri is Marianne now and he's referring to her as him. And
did you guys catch that?
No, I got it. Anyway, it's a very.
I wouldn't catch it.
I'm confused about whether
I spend my life trying to cancel Brooke. Sorry,
I'm confused about people are saying no. He's misgendering because he's saying that's what he used to do. I don't know. It's quite confusing. I don't know how I feel. And he's saying He's saying the F word, but like,
fuck,
faggot.
Yes.
Yes. Gotcha.
Clip that. Just clip only that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Here it is. Back when it was comedic. Now I'm quoting the song. Don't cancel. Oh, man.
I got called faggot. Yeah. So you need me to read it. I'm happy to read it.
Yeah. Back when it was comedic relief to say, faggot, 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 we ain't no better. Elementary kids with no filter. However, my auntie became a man and I took pride in it. She wasn't gay. She ate pussy and it was the difference. So he's not actually saying or calling anyone that. He's talking about the way he used to act.
But then at the end of the song, he's like faggot, 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 let's say it together.
She said it again.
I can say it.
She can because
we had a whole conversation.
I came so close there. I came so close to calling you a faggot. She's allowed to say it because she's one. Is that how it works?
So it works.
I think so. Yeah.
So it's like let's say it together, but only if you think a white woman can say the N word. Because remember when he was on stage and he got a white woman up and was like, sing my lyrics with me. And he's just like, you didn't bleep out the N-word. And it was a whole thing.
He put someone in that position? That's a dick move.
Yeah, it was. And like most of the internet was like, you are a fucking asshole for doing that to her.
But now he's just like, I can say the F-word. I don't know. I'm not sure how I feel about it.
He said it and then he said that he couldn't say it. I mean, look. My honest opinion is who cares? He's Kendrick Lamar. All of these people that are so concerned about the trauma and the dramas of these famous people, it's like they have millions of dollars. Buy an island, get some therapy and just fuck off. Just go away. You have no right to complain. I'm sorry. Unless you're Robin Williams.
Part of me really likes the song. Part of me hates the song. And I kind of can't resolve. There's just a whole pros and cons list for me for this song. And it's just
Can't you just enjoy it for what it is?
Oh, yeah, it's a good... It's catchy. Exactly.
That's what I mean. Like, just enjoy it for what it is. He's not there trying to actively fucking hurt anyone.
He's written the song for the express reason that he knows that will cause conversation. Yes. Like we're having right now. Yeah. And, it's kind of... Yeah. That method
it's
of, like, selling shit.
It's the least woke way to be woke, which I think is really cool.
Yeah, in a way. Yeah.
I think so. I don't know.
Yeah. So Big Jim.
Speaking of woke.
Lit these two guys up. And the first time when he called them poofters, it was hilarious. It killed. To four people, it killed. And it was all good. And then, he's got a little bit confident. Called them faggots. I laughed so hard. So fucking hard. Not at like, oh yeah, that's fuck them. That's what they are. It's like such an insane thing to do.
It's so absurd. But that's the worst part about being such a massive Big Jim fan is when you're the only person in the room that laughs. It always happens. Brooke brought a date, I believe. I'll let you tell the story.
Wait, when was that?
Did you bring a date and you said, or some woman, and you said, oh, I love this guy?
It was, it was a friend who came to see me a couple of years ago.
Right.
Yeah, and she just the look on her face was hilarious. But but when at the Black Butt, when he's calling them that, one of them goes, "Oh, only my dad can call me that." But I think some people thought he was like upset, and I think he was just having a bit. Like, let him have his bit.
Yeah, yeah. It was just, it was good though.
One of the guys that he called that.
Yeah, he said, like, only my dad can call me that. And, like, that's funny.
Yeah, he's always good for that. He will, like, come back with stuff. Like, we did the Crown and Anchor. Oh, yeah, you were there for the Crown and Anchor when there was only, like, a couple of us there. And, like, were you there? You were there for that one, I'm pretty sure.
I don't know.
I don't know. They all mashed together. There was just chaos. But it was them two, and then there was, like, four people in the crowd. Because they're like, they're pretty hardcore comedy fans. Like, they'll turn up to heaps of shit. And yeah, he's always like riffing back and forth. Like, if you talk to him, then it's like you're opening the gates to like, all right, this person's just going to talk now.
Yeah.
You got to be careful with that with some people. Like, as soon as you start talking to them, they're like, all right, this is no longer an act and so on. This is a conversation now with like, yeah, it's not heckling, but it's like if you're inexperienced and you don't know that that's the can of worms you're opening, then people just start having a back and forth with you.
Yeah.
But that was definitely a riff then if he said that back.
Yeah. They're cool. They're like really funny guys.
Yeah.
And they show up to a lot of shows. So, I hope they keep showing up. And I hope I get to see Big Jim keep performing with them, with them, because it's great.
I mean, if they really had a problem, they could just go say to him afterwards. Just go,
go talk to Eddie.
Hold off a bit on that one. I don't know. It's weird because Big Jim's so like ridiculous. Like, I don't think Big Jim means it either.
No.
Like, he definitely doesn't.
No.
Like, he's actually a pretty, like, acutely aware dude when you talk to him.
Stupid lovely.
Yeah.
Like, one of the nicest guys in the scene. Yeah. Always so respectful. And I met him before I saw him.
Oh, that's the perfect way to do it.
Yeah.
Because if it's the other way around, you're like, who the fuck is this
And this
cunt?
Was back in the day when he would wear one thong.
Yeah.
Like, servo bag, just, pulling out props.
Yeah.
At the Kent. Yeah. So lovely. It's like, are you getting up? Yeah. Oh, cool. I'm so excited to see you, And just being called slurs for 5 minutes. Which is fine, All good.
It's so, every time I watch Big Jim perform, I'm like, I just am fucking, it's like, I'm blessed to see it. Fucking appreciate it so much.
Yep.
Yeah. It's, because it's new, like it's unique. He's the only person doing that style of comedy here.
Mm.
He's the only person who gets up and does it. And he's fucking, I've said it a couple of times now, like he started to write bits. Like he's got little like, they're not so much bits as like, doorways into a stream of consciousness.
Yeah.
It's not just random anymore. So
like alien orgies.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Alien orgies and
or the speeding thing.
Yeah. And then Kelly, Andrew Johns was like a bit for a while.
Yeah. Go the Knights.
Yeah.
He fucking, he was doing the other night he was doing his set and it used to be like all the time he'd say it. Now he just throws it out there just randomly and it fucking works so well because he'd be talking about, I don't know, he'll be calling someone a slur. And then
it's awkward.
It's awkward. Mm. And you'd be like, go the Knights.
The other one he did like that the other night, it starts to get a little orkies because it's a bit too probo. And then he just says, I don't know why police hate me. Very good. Huge fan, Big Jim.
Oh, man. We got to get him on the podcast. We really do.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was good, Black Butt. And then we had the Friday night show here, which was, there was about 30 people who showed up. And they were, like, genuinely a good crowd. Ethan got offered an MC spot, but he didn't want to do it because he was sad.
I've been chronically depressed and also sick all week.
Aww.
So I was like, I was coming out of the tail end of being sick, so I was like, I'd probably pull it together enough to get up there and do it, but I'm still sad inside. So I was like, I don't want to say yes to this spot and then just tank the room because I'm being a depressed guy.
I really wish you had of, honestly.
Who emceed?
Elliot.
Oh, okay. He just didn't want to do it. It all makes sense now.
It would have been so much, it would have been such a good story for the podcast, is like, yep, never doing that again, never getting up and emceeing while I'm depressed. Like, but you didn't.
I wouldn't say yes to doing it if I didn't feel like I was going to give the crowd a fucking
Which is no fun.
Give them your worst. That's what you want to do.
Yeah.
Come up and give them a red hot 10, like someone.
Yeah.
Jesus, that was brutal.
Yeah.
We watched someone do 10 last night who had no business doing 10 minutes. No punchlines.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that.
Oh. Yeah. Is this someone from here?
No.
It was a Newcastle comic.
A fly-in. No, it wasn't a Newcastle comic.
No, sorry, it wasn't a Newcastle comic. He was from Sydney.
No, he wasn't. He's from Scotland.
Ah. My bad. All right, fair enough. I'll shut
Not
the fuck
from
up.
Around here.
I thought he lived in Sydney. My bad.
Oh, possibly. I don't
Scotland,
know.
Sydney. They have the same
I
first
just
letter.
Be funny to shit on you.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. Look, that's the name of the podcast. It's How to Not Comedy. Yeah, so Friday night show went great. We all came in. And then, yeah, the Saturday show was the weirdest crowd.
Did you just pull the brakes on where I was going
sorry.
Just to come back
oh,
to
man,
the
Saturday? Man, I'm hungover.
Fuck.
I fucked up.
All right.
I fucked up. I wanted to set the, like, tone for the night as well.
You're doing very well, man. Thing. You're doing very well. I mean that unironically.
Okay.
You've pulled this together.
I'm trying.
Yeah, on however many hours of sleep.
So we're going to start jerking each other off now. Oh, man. Anyway.
I was saying on the way here or maybe yesterday, something I love about you guys is dynamic, and I've always associated Ethan and Mitch with Timon and Pumbaa. But then coming on here today with Brooke, I realized we're the same thing. So, good group. If only 3/4 of us weren't fucked from the night before.
Yeah.
Thank you for pushing this forward.
Yeah. Oh,
very
man.
Grateful.
There was. I woke up at 11:45. There was no way.
Yeah.
We were gonna make it to 12 today. Yeah. Yeah. So the last night's show, Kyle Legacy gets on, crushes.
Amazing.
As Love always. Him.
I hate him right now for making me sit through so much football. Fuck man. You, Kyle.
The free drugs were okay though. Like that was good. Thanks, Kyle. Anyway. So
allegedly.
We're like, I thought, this is going to be great. Got up there. Every one of my jokes, like, there was no way to build trust. You know, sometimes you can open up with, like, a good opener and it'll carry you through. It was like, not with this crowd. It's like, every punchline had to be fucking funny or you'll bomb.
Yeah, you had to be laser tight.
Yeah. So I had an okay set. It was not my best. Definitely not my worst or the worst of the night. And first half gets through and everyone's like, ah, man, it's a weird crowd. I hope they like loosen up with some more alcohol. And then Kyle gets on, destroys again for 10 minutes straight. And then
it's almost like it wasn't the crowd that was the problem.
Yeah.
Kyle's crushing.
Yeah, Kyle's crushing.
To be honest, I've seen Kyle light this place up and there was 85 people in here. And, like, he was crushing, but he could have crushed way fucking harder if that crowd was on board.
Yeah.
And they just weren't.
No, they weren't. Because even there was even certain times where Kyle was trying to do, like, have conversations with people and they just weren't giving him anything.
Mm.
And he just have to be like, anyway, and then he'd, like, move on. And it's like, because and it's a pleasure to watch because you're like, fuck, he's good at comedy. Mm. Like, he's doing callbacks for crowd work in the middle of his set. I'm like, yeah. Watching, I'm like, God damn it. Like,
unreal.
Like, he's coming up with those, he's coming up with better jokes on the fly than I've ever written.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck.
It was a bit like that living with Luke Dylan.
Yeah.
Every time he was going out with my best mate, so like, you know, he was there 1 week on, week off, 1 week off. I had a custody agreement of Luke, but he would just come home and talk about kebab story, life.
Kebab story.
Whatever, like, but just the way that he speaks, I envy it because it's like, it does, I don't know. I don't know if he drives home and just like does the bit in his head and performs it to us when he arrives.
I think that's just his way. Like,
he's
the way
just he's, unreal. Yeah. So funny.
The way his consciousness works is he's always in that mode.
Yeah. And same doesn't give himself enough credit. Absolutely amazing. Yeah. Huge fan. Shout out, Luke Dylan. Check him out.
He should start a podcast. He could just do a podcast where he just talks. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't even have to be like, it'd be like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Just tell a funny story.
Me and Luke do this thing where we're always trying to hang out with each other, but we're both neurotic. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't happen.
Yeah. Yeah. That's...
No, we don't want to bother each other to the point where we just don't hang out. But we want to, but we don't.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
It's fantastic.
Everything's just presented so perfectly. And again, like with a more than likely ADHD, neurotic brain, I can't stay on a thought for long enough to think of a funny tag, you know, like.
Yeah.
I try really hard, too hard, embarrassingly hard. That's why I disappeared for 9 months because I'm like, no one needs to hear me speak ever again. They've heard enough for the next 3 years. I need to leave.
It's just your own brain fucking with you, but you know that.
You know that.
Yeah, I get it. I've nearly quit comedy so many times. Like, just before the club opened and they started giving me, like, spots. I was like, maybe I'm not funny. Like, maybe comedy's not for me. Maybe I should just quit, sort of thing. And then, like, started getting sets here. I was like, can't believe I nearly fucking quit. This
right?
is awesome.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So.
Yeah, I took like a couple of months off because I was just sick of my jokes. And then I think like just before the first set back, I thought of like two jokes like the day before. I was like, oh, cool. I can write a joke again. So.
Yeah. Because I remember I reached out because I hadn't seen you in a while. I was like, where the fuck you been, Brooke? You're like, you know.
You didn't fucking reach out to me. What the hell?
Yeah,
sorry,
my
just
bad.
A bit.
All good. We're here now.
Yeah.
I also wasn't 100% sure if I could even get a hold of you because you deleted
everything.
I
don't exist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But my bad.
No, it's fine. I've realized recently as well, I speak in a way that I'm trying to be funny, but the content of which I present is not funny.
No, you've got a real dry sense of humor.
I don't know. I think everyone around me is autistic and just don't get it.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm definitely autistic.
No one can read what I'm trying. I can't even read what I'm trying to do. Sometimes I say things as a bit and I'm like, oh, no, that actually, like, fucks me up, you know. But I still want you to laugh at it and then I'll get over it. But no one laughs and that's why I'm broken.
I do that. I say a lot of horrible things.
Mm.
And I deleted one of my Facebooks because I used to write statuses that were so fucking insane. The little winky face at the end just wasn't doing enough.
Yeah.
The fucked up content. Because if I'm in person and it's like you can see facial expressions and you go, see, I didn't mean what I said.
Yeah.
But it doesn't carry through on the internet.
Yeah.
Get in trouble for that shit. Just defending
Mitch, who are these people on your shirt?
Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito is a little too close to your penis.
He's my spirit animal. That's why.
I've wanted to observe it, but I wasn't game.
Yeah. It's a good t-shirt.
Have you haven't seen Always Sunny?
No.
Definitely one to watch, I reckon.
Check it out.
Yeah. Always Sunny is my favorite sitcom.
Is that where Magnum Dong comes from?
Yeah.
all right, I'm into it.
100%.
Yeah. I'll check it out.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
I smoked so much weed and watched so much Always Sunny for a good period of my life. It was insane. And it's such an insane show to watch, like when you're high. It's fucking great.
Yeah.
Because you relate to like the characters so much more when you're baked. You're just like, oh, I do dentist things. Oh, no. It's not what you want to be.
Yeah.
So like, half of it's like introspection and just like, oh, Jesus, I shouldn't be like that. I don't want those qualities in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's there's a lot of dentist qualities where you're like, ooh, that could be a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I have that with George Costanza.
Yes.
I relate to no one else more. And then I watch Seinfeld and I'm like, God, I'm a terrible person.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever seen The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt?
No.
Negative.
It's basically about a woman who comes out of a cult. She was like in a bunker, like waiting for the end of the world. And she like this anyway, she gets out of that and then she's just like goes into the world and she's just super sheltered. And my ex-boyfriend used to say that was me. And I've always been like a little bit cut and been like, oh, kind of, but
everyone that tells you you're like a TV character is almost insulting you. What about that broad?
Oh yeah, I went on like a third date with this girl, and previously our dates had just involved hooking up. There probably hadn't been enough talking, and then she's like, "Oh, come over to my place. I'm making like a grazing platter." And so I came over, and we're watching Arrested Development, and I'm like, fuck, Michael is the most annoying character. Like, I know he needs to like push the story along, but he's just really annoying. And then she sat there and for like half an hour, she'd just be like, "You're Michael, you're Michael, you're this one.
You don't know
you're
me, Buster. Bitch.
You're Michael. You're Job. You're Michael." And so I just stopped talking to her because I was just like, "Fuck you, you're a cunt."
Wow,
that's some wild shit to be like, "I don't like this character," and she's like, "You're that character."
Yeah, but she just pointed out all the characters that were also like, they're funny because they're terrible. And was just like, "That's you." I'm like, well, we should have had this date first.
Like,
yeah.
Well, I used to watching Hungover Brain shut down. There was a particular character in this TV show I used to, The Office. Thank you, mm-hmm. The Office.
American or UK?
The American one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Superior.
Michael, the boss in that. Was like my old sergeant. And
really?
Like the.
Fuck,
the
I wish I was you. That's the, awesome.
It wasn't.
Oh.
The problem was my sergeant was like Michael, but also a swinger and way more like rapey and creepy. So it really fucking turned me off that character for about the first two seasons. That sucks.
Weren't you going to do a joke about this? I remember.
Yeah, I was
trying to
write a joke because he used to just come out with the most inappropriate things at random times.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be like at a barbecue and he always had to cook the food for everyone, which was fucking horrible because the cunt never washed his hands.
Mm.
So that was a problem. And then you'd be like there grabbing a sausage sandwich off him. He's like, "So, do you want to fuck my wife?" No, Scott. Yes.
I didn't know you were Mitch's sergeant, Ethan.
Hey, you like sausage? How about you give my wife a sausage?
Shit like that.
Fucking hell.
And he'd be like, "Oh, there's all these rumors that have come out about me and they're not true." And the next day he's like, "So I was walking around with my wife and I told her she could fuck other dudes as long as I was allowed to watch." Just like drop those fucking hints to guys in the section.
Right.
So that
they was his wife anything special?
No.
Mm.
No.
Hate that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Imagine him creeping in the corner. Like I can't deal with it. I remember like there was a girl on a dating app that I swiped right to, and so, as soon as I started talking to her, she was just like, "Oh, I just want to hook up with a girl while my boyfriend watches." Just like, and I looked, and she was really pretty, and her boyfriend was not. Like, he's not
that poor guy.
Yeah, no, he's not hanging out in the corner.
Yeah, that's so strange. It's like come around and play with my toys. Put your dick in them, but I'm just gonna watch you. Like, it should be like everyone involved. I think. Otherwise, it gets fucking weird. Anyway. That's my hot take.
Humiliation kinks are gross.
dash Ethan Bentley 2022.
Yeah. Get involved.
Yeah. So
that's a good campaign slogan, actually. I'd vote for you. Get involved.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
So we'll talk about this set that this guy had.
Mm.
We're finally up to it.
We're not allowed to name drop?
I couldn't remember his name anyway.
Okay, cute.
He won't be back.
Oh, no. So, yeah, gets up first, second half after Legacy. Has to follow Legacy, which is, you know, good because the crowd's definitely fucking warm. But it's also like you've got to come at us with some shit right now. Otherwise, nah. So we did 10 minutes and it was just garbage. Just, yeah, one funny joke. Like one funny premise sort of thing that got some chuckles. And then the rest was just, he was talking about playing COD.
Mm. How old is this person?
I don't know.
Looking like?
Roughly our age, I think. Like right, late 20s, early 30s.
Yeah.
Somewhere along there.
Or a really bad 21. One or the other.
Yeah.
He was either really young and had a fucked hard life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So just got up there and I just remember sitting there like, fuck me. And then I looked over at Bradley, and Bradley's got to follow this. And I'm like, oh, dude. I walked over to him, and I'm like, oh, popping crowd, but like, fucking, it's going to be rough. He's like, yeah, I've got this new bit that I was going to try. I said, have you done it before? He's like, no. I'm like, do not do that.
Yeah.
Do not do an untested bit in this room tonight.
Mm. Yeah, people have paid money to see this.
Yeah, and I said, and if you lose, if it doesn't land and you lose them, there's no getting them back. I said, just don't do it. He's like, oh. To his credit, he just went, yeah, okay, no worries.
Mm.
Rewrote his set. It kind of fucked him up a little bit, like because he was planning on doing something else. But yeah.
Oh, to be able to like. Rewrite your set that close to it, like fucking props to him.
Yeah. Oh man.
He was a bit flustered when he started, but he fucking had a decent set.
He followed the fucking worst bomb I've ever seen at a set like at in this place.
Yeah.
Ever. And he got up there, got him straight away with a good punchline, and then had a great set. Fucking just awesome. And yeah, got off stage, I was like, fucking good work, man. He was like, yeah. He had to check his hand a couple of times and then...
Guilty. Which,
yeah.
Did the old right on the hand.
Yeah.
It'll get you.
Check my upper arm. Yeah. Holocaust joke.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I was looking for bits. It just says 106.
Yeah. So that was about all of the notable things that happened last night in that set. But, yeah, props on Bradley. Fucking getting up there in the hardest spot I've ever had seen anyone have to do here and fucking just
and delivered. Like that guy, we won't mention him, but his name, but mostly because we can't remember.
Yeah.
I don't want to shit on him too bad, but like as a comedian, like if you're going to do a booked room where people have paid money to come and see a show, have some fucking punchlines. Like there weren't any punchlines.
It was just telling stories just, or something?
Yeah, it was just like a meandering sort of like, yeah.
There are funny thoughts.
Yeah.
Too many comedians, and I'm guilty of it too, of getting up there and just trying to have like a quirky, funny thought. You're like, oh, that's funny. And then you get up there and people are like, what are you talking about, cunt? Mm.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
They haven't got the context of your consciousness to be like, oh, that's funny. Like, yeah.
I only ever did that as a drug user. I've been sober for a number of weeks now. And I don't get those funny thoughts anymore, but I'm also coming to terms with the fact that they were never funny.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so brutal when you write something like that the night before and then you wake up sober and you're like, what the fuck was I writing?
Yeah.
That was so hilarious last night to everyone that was fucking...
I've written full manifestos. Like, I wake up the next morning, I'm like, holy fuck, am I on a watch list now?
Yep.
We went out afterwards. I got recognised at the Dell, which was interesting. By this chick who came up to me. I was like, I think I know her face. And then she walked over to me and I was like...
I know her ass.
She was like, are you Ollie? I'm like, no.
Oh.
I'm Ethan. And she's like, oh, comedy, right? You do comedy. I'm like, yeah. She's like, you're the guy that did those trans jokes.
Oh, no. Fuck.
Really? From 3 years ago?
Wow.
Or longer?
I got a Snapchat memory from, I think, a year ago the other day at Stag. It was just me narrating what had happened. But a guy came up to me and Brooke at the bar. Oh, you two are those comedians, those lady comedians. Well, yeah.
Just comedians.
Yeah. Your Jew jokes were good, but your sex jokes were great.
Oh, fuck. Like,
cool. Thanks, bro.
I remember another time we were at the Kent and I walked, you did a set, I did a set. I walked past this guy in the crowd and he goes to me, I like porn too. I didn't have any porn bits. Maddie had the porn bits.
We looked too similar. Very easily confused.
Female comics are like Asians. She's all the same. Fuck, I'm getting cancelled for that one. Just pissed off two major demographics in the industry.
Sorry, you have permission from us. Yeah. My boyfriend's half Chinese. I'll give you a pass.
Ah, sick.
Wait, what?
James?
I think you've told me this, yeah. But I still don't understand.
Yeah, I don't know. Something about they swam somewhere.
Something about Genghis Khan. I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
I mean, his mum's surname is Yi. Y-double-E.
Yeah, okay.
Wow.
That's Asian-y.
Yeah.
Asian-y.
Or old-timey maybe. English.
Yeah. Ye old Connors. Of Boggle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well done, Pud. Yeah. Well done. That's an hour.
We've done it. We made it.
Unbelievable.
Another
one
in the
can. Straight back to bed. I've listened to a lot of these podcasts, but I've never actually listened to how they end. How do we do this? Do we sing?
Well, no,
excuse
we
me,
don't
hope
sing.
That you've never made it through an episode.
No, I just like, I don't know, I just get excited about another guest and I just go into it. So I just have half watched comedies.
Yeah.
No, that's fine. We take it personally.
Take it where you can get it. We'll take half a watch over fucking none.
Yeah, 100%.
Anything to plug? Anything you want to talk about?
We will probably start a podcast at some point. We're two bipolar bitches. We'll have a aligned manic episode and start it and stop after a week.
I've already started. I told you I had tried to start a podcast and I made one episode that was 5 minutes and then I bought a microphone but I didn't buy a mixer or like anything to plug it into the computer. So I just gave you guys the microphone because I was just like, I don't know what the fuck to do with this.
You can plug that into the computer. It's USB.
Yeah. There's no USB on it.
Yeah, there is.
What? No, there's not.
There is.
No, there's not.
Do you want the microphone back?
It. Like, there's no USB. Anyway, I don't want the microphone
I'll
back
show you
right
after.
Now.
You might need it for the podcast.
Well, if I need
Maddie.
It for the podcast, I'll let you know. But yeah. I remember there being a different like plug in there. There's just a microphone plug.
I'll show you.
Okay. Are we going to do the announcement or do we want to wait until we get a date?
Oh, are you pregnant?
Yeah.
With
yes.
what?
Yeah, wait till we
What's
get a date.
What's the announcement?
We're not going to give him a gender. They agenda.
You can do
agenda.
The announcement if you want.
Like, no, let's wait until
the
we get a date.
The tens of people that listen to this are probably going to be the only ones that may show up
this
to it.
This is the first time I've made it to the end. Give me something good.
Okay.
We episode 100.
Episode 100.
Coming up.
We are doing a live show
here
at the Comedy Club. We'll have guests on.
And an audience?
Hopefully,
fuck
if we sell
yeah.
tickets. It's going to be like multimedia. You're actually going to see us do comedy, like see our comedy. So we're going to bring on videos.
Mm-hmm. Some painful videos.
Painful videos. So mm-hmm. like
us my early days.
My very first set of like where I'm talking about fingering people and
you did that earlier today.
Yeah. Nothing's changed.
Yeah. All of that hideous stuff. All of the guests are going to bring on either their audio or videos of them bombing. We're going to talk shit. It's going to be a party. And date is to be confirmed. We're working hard with the Newcastle Comedy.
What month
Very
are we?
Very cool.
June.
Sometime in June. There
we'll
you go.
Be there.
Cool. Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Yeah. So follow me on Instagram at oldmatebentley.
Hey Big Uden with a J.
I'm
Uden.
Saber.tooth.sandwich.
Mitch doesn't have one.
No, I don't. But you can follow the How to Not Comedy Facebook. And we have an abandoned TikTok account as well, which
I'll have to take over.
Ethan's going to have to take over
and do the fucking work that Mitch said he would do.
Yeah, I know.
I love it. Yeah, anyway.
It's what we do.
Fuck you.
Make sure to visit Newcastle Comedy Club.
Yes.
Shows every almost Friday and Saturday.
And Tuesday open mics.
It'll pay my rent, please.
Yes.
Come.
Yeah. Thanks for Newcastle Comedy Club for having us once again. And we'll fucking catch you next week.
Mwah.
Bye. Come on, thanks for coming on. Fuck, we fucked that.
Thank you.
Thanks for being awesome guests.
Thank you so much for having us.
That was awkward. I should have just left it where it was. Anyway, bye.